episode 1002, What Commands Your Attention.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a glorious day, even though it has been nothing but rain and cloudy skies and gray. But you know what? Your heart can be filled with joy no matter what is happening around you. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I am so excited that you are here with me today. We're going to chat about what commands your attention. If I asked you that question, what would you say? What would be your immediate response? Think about it. For those of you who are brand new to Creation Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. But when life has you coming and going, what commands your attention? The attention you need to dedicate to what God desires in your life. God can't work in your life if you're running your own agenda. I've learned that many times over. You would think I would know it by now, but no, I keep making the same mistake. However, I think I get better and I get quicker as to when I'm falling short, as to, okay, wait, I got to get back on track. But too many hours in our lives are filled with just stuff that literally fluffs our day. When you sit and wonder, what's your purpose in life? You know, are you doing what God has designed for you? Is there anything more than this in life? You need to understand where you are spending your days. Jesus spent his time learning and talking to God, his Heavenly Father. No matter his crazy schedule or the chaos that rained down on him, he always made time for what mattered most. Can you imagine a young boy? And he, you know, learned from his earthly father, Joseph, and he watched him and became a carpenter and learned the skill works, the handiwork. But then he went off and he would escape and he would go where? He would go to the temple. And he would learn and he would sit and listen and then he would challenge. He would challenge the priest. I'm sure they probably question a lot of things too. Who is this young boy to challenge us, for we know it all? I think sometimes we become the priest in our own lives. We challenge God, maybe not directly, but we're like, but we know this. We got this. That we don't have to worry about anything. I'm in control. I know life can get full and crazy and overwhelming, where all you're trying to do is to keep the peace and maintain sanity. I get it. It can get crazy. It's a party every day, isn't it? Sometimes a party that you want to attend and another sometimes you don't want to be there. As you are working under these stressful conditions, you are placing a barrier between you and what God desires for you. Satan tries to fill your mind with everything but what is truly the bread of life. If Satan can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. Think about it. Hey, how are you? It's so good to see you. Oh, I'm so busy. Hence, look at your schedule. Think about your responses to people. Maybe even today, maybe you went to church and someone said, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm so sorry. I've been trying to get it. Oh, my schedule. I am just so busy. How many times have you said that today? Not only to your friends, but to your children, to your husband, and to God. Look at your schedule. How is your busy keeping you from God? This question was revealed to me, and everything that I talk about here, you know, especially in the reflection time, anything and everything I've dealt with or I'm dealing with. And I don't say or even pretend to say I got it all under control, because I sure do not. Even though I'm one who likes control, I am. I'm a woman, I'm a mama, and I'm a wife. That's a triple whammy, and that's all about control. But God desires our heart to surrender to Him, to His schedule, to His plans. But if we're so busy that we don't even have Him at the forefront of our thoughts, well, is He really a part of your life? How much of your life is reigned by God? Is He really driving your life? How is your busy keeping you from God? If you were to look at where you spend most of your time, what would that be? What would it look like? You know, just like your checkbook. You know, if you were to look at your checkbook, okay, maybe you don't have a checkbook still. I do. I still keep a paper trail. I know, maybe I'm old school. I like it that way. But I also have the online capacity, and I do that once in a while. So if you were to look at your online portfolio of your finances and where you send that automatic payment off every single month, how would that reflect on you? Where you spend your money, same thing. If you look at your schedule, look at your calendar. How does that reflect on you when you spend your time? Do you actually have God written in your schedule? For many years, I didn't write Him in my schedule, but now I do. I actually write Him in, especially the church times and the functions that we have. I make sure and I set aside that time. And it's amazing. I look at that time that I, put aside on the calendar. And some days I'm like, oh, yes. And other days I'm like, oh, you have so failed. How is your busy keeping you from God? You know, what commands your attention? Maybe it's your husband, your children. All of them are good, but God says, I still come first. Because you can't be a good wife to that husband that I gave you. You can't be a good mom to those children that I gave you. Maybe what commands your attention is your volunteer work. Maybe you get wrapped up in helping and serving others, but you're forgetting who you're here to serve most. Live, love, and impact. Maybe it's your career aspirations or your physical or outward appearance. Think about it. You need a new pair of jeans, new shoes. You need to make sure you have the most in vogue look that's going on. Really, do we need all that stuff? If you look at it, have you noticed fashion? Anything goes. You can make up an excuse for anything. Anything goes. You can follow a celebrity and one day they're wearing this, another day they're wearing tie-dye. Tie-dye should have been out years ago. Oh, and we've just moved from tie-dye to ombre. Okay, we can get really nitpicky in things, but that's what happens. What commands your attention? Maybe it's your fitness. Maybe your fitness is taking you away. Maybe you think it's drawing you near, but actually it's a distraction. I'm not saying fitness isn't good for you because we are God's temple. We carry the Holy Spirit within us. We are to take care of it. But when we become obsessive about it, there is that fine line and we have to figure it out for each of us. You know, for you, it's going to be different than it is for me. Maybe it's your past. Maybe you're still stuck in your past. You can't get out of it. You keep going back there for whatever reason. Maybe you're attracted to it. Maybe you like the drama. Maybe it's your self-interest. Like your TV shows, those reality shows. Don't you have enough reality going on in your own life? Now, I like reality shows, and so I'm all for it. But the ones that, that you seem, I just can't miss this episode, or if I don't get home, and you're mad. Think about it. You're mad when you're driving to get home in time to see that episode. You're mad because dinner wasn't ready, or oops, you forgot something at the store, and so now you've changed everything, and you can't sit down and watch your show. And for some reason, if you don't get it in that night, well, then it just isn't going to work because, you do have DVR. Maybe your self-interest regarding food. Some of us are, wow. Yeah. It can hold us captive, that food can. It's yummy. And I love food, especially those root beer floats. But does it really do your body, your mind, your spirit, good? Maybe it's your social media. How long can you stay away from Facebook? How long can you stay away from Instagram? I mean, really stay away from it. Now, if you're using it as a purpose in your life, that's a different story. I'm talking about, though, as a distraction here. Okay, understand, we're talking about distractions. What is taking you away from God? What's keeping you from Him? So your reflection today is, are you spending your time wisely? I want you to go to that register, you know, the old-fashioned checkbook register. Well, I want you to go to that old-time register. And I want you to look at your schedule. And if you're lucky enough that you just keep your schedule in your head because you're still young and you still have it all put together and you don't have to write everything down, awesome. But I want you to sit there and I want you to write some stuff down. I want you to categorize it. I want you to think about, where am I really spending my time? Maybe you'll find out that you're spending your time in areas that, oh, I thought I was spending more time there. Maybe you need more me time. Because more me time may mean what? More God time. It's amazing when we quiet ourselves. Maybe you need an extra shower in your day. I love shower aspirations. I love that time. That's almost the only time, now that the children are older, that I do not get interrupted most of the time. Even then, they'll come and knock on my bathroom door, hey, Mom, and they have a question for me. I'm like, really? There goes that thought. Are you spending your time wisely? Now, on Sweet Spirit Sundays, I'm not usually one who leaves you with a kiss. But today, it's all about the Keep It Simple strategy. Let go of the distractions that get in God's way. We are so good at getting in God's way. What would happen if you stepped out of the way and let God step in? Because God has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. It's been a tough week for a lot of us in this world. I think about Las Vegas, and I think about how lives were ended so quickly. And then I think about Canada. Oh, yes, our Canadian friends, happy Thanksgiving. It's their Thanksgiving weekend, and they're celebrating. You know, we can be on one side of the world or another part of it, and we can have good and bad and even the ugly. Regardless of your circumstances, God has a plan for you. And that plan is to prosper and to give you hope and a future. But if we keep getting in His way, what are we doing? We're never going to see what God really designed for us. I don't think you want that. Because when God gives you a gift, it's greater than any other diamond you can find. It's a rarity because it's special for you. It's created for you. So it's up to you and me to tap into His plan. Create your now. Don't get distracted by your own will. Live, love, and impact. Delight in the journey God has set out for you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.